Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, my name is Sharonda Davis. I am originally from Miami, Florida. However, I am a travel nurse and I'm currently on a travel assignment here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome. So can you tell us more about, you know, what you do and how you got into it?
Well, like I said, I've been a nurse for the past 18 years. With COVID, I experienced a significant amount of burnout. I almost lost my mind. I didn't know what to do. And so in search of a way out of nursing, I started looking into Web3. My youngest son is an artist. He introduced me to NFTs and the whole world of decentralization. And I was like, whoa, this is a game changer. And it will be for healthcare. And I just fell down the rabbit hole. I learned as much as I could. I became an ambassador for a group in Miami called Web3 Equity. I also completed a cohort with Mission Impact. And ultimately, I ended up founding NurseBlock, which we are the first decentralized credentialing wallet for nurses.
Awesome. So can you just tell me like more about NurseBlock? And I guess especially for people that don't know Web3 as much, like how would a nurse use NurseBlock?
So like I said, I'm a travel nurse. Every time I get a new contract, I upload all of my credentials to a centralized wallet or their platform. So my health records, my licenses, everything. I take a picture or scan a document if that's still available, and I upload it to a centralized platform. What a decentralized wallet would look like for a nurse is just like our Ethereum or our Bitcoin wallets, is a wallet that I control my credentialing. I control what I upload, who can see it, who has access to it. I get notified. The app will notify you when you need to update things. So it kind of takes away that middleman of managing our credentials, and it provides the nurse with the autonomy to manage those credentials themselves.
That's awesome. So how do you get like user adoption? Because I feel like oftentimes in healthcare, you know, many companies are very like old fashioned. So how do you get them to adopt and use your platform?
One thing that I feel is key in Web3 is when it comes to user adoption for the masses is to take away the tech jargon, take out the word blockchain, take out the word self-sovereignty, take out all those words that we understand because we participate in this community, and just say, hey, you can upload your documents and you have control of it. It's a file that you manage with all your documents in it. I think that's the easiest way to onboard the masses. Now, full transparency, nurses are, healthcare in general is the most resistant to emerging technology. Everyone knows healthcare is always the last to catch on. So it's not, nurses have not been as receptive as I would like for them to be, but I'm just going to keep pushing that needle, keep providing education about blockchain, about decentralization, and how these things are not only just crypto related, but they're related to evolution of technology and the betterment of the whole world.
For sure. So as of right now, how many users do you have on the platform?
Right now, we're just still in our research and development phase. We have not developed our MVP yet. What I'm really asking for now is for nurses to join our Telegram and add their feedback so that as we continue to build our MVP, which it should be ready by the end of Q1, fingers crossed, but we want nurses to come in and provide their feedback. Is this something that you think will benefit you? What would make it easier to use? Are you interested? So that's where we're at in our stage of building. But look, I'm looking forward to at least 100,000 nurses being on our platform by the end of 2024.
That's exciting. So in terms of, you know, building out this MVP, right? So once you build it out, like what is the pricing structure going to look like for you? Like, how do you plan on making money with this platform?
Mainly a subscription model for the nurses. We will charge $2.99 a month, just to manage it, just to for this cloud, you know, the node storage, everything like that. So it will be a subscription model, and then advertisements through the platform. There's a lot of ultimately our goal is to partner with travel agents and other nursing companies, nursing staff and agencies, and they will basically pay us for their credentialing. That's our ultimate business model. But in the beginning, we will have a subscription fee of $2.99 a month for the nurses that use the platform. And that's mainly just to help us get the nurses on the platform, get their feedback, get them using it. But our main business model is to partner with different travel agencies and allow them to be our us to be their credentialing agent.
But are you looking to partner with like hospitals, for example, or is it just going to be only like on the consumer side for the nurses?
So ultimately, NurseBlock will be a marketplace where patients and hospitals and healthcare organizations will be able to log in, see all the different profiles, and reach out to the nurses that have the credentials that they need. So that's like our my big goal. That's my main aim, because I feel like that will help solve the nursing crisis. But initially, the digital credentialing wallet, the goal is to partner with companies like American Heart Association, the companies like CE Direct that provide nurses with their CEUs. They'll be able to give us like a digital cert or a digital link that we can send out to the nurse. Hey, click this link, this certificate or this license that you achieve will upload automatically to your wallet. So it's more of a, I heard this term recently and I hope I'm not misusing it, but it's more of a B2B to C type business model, like business to business and then to consumer.
So when you say $2.99 a month, is that $299?
No. That's $2.99.
Okay, I was about to say it. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I would never. And honestly, if we didn't have to make money, which we do right now, I wouldn't even want to charge the nurses. And ultimately, with all the partnerships and agreements with other agencies, we will be able to move that fee away from nurses. But at this stage, just to get us to the next stage of development, we would have to charge that $2.99. A month fee.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. It was like $300. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to clarify. Yeah,
thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So in terms of getting nurses, right? So you mentioned that you have this Telegram group. So how many people are in the group and how did you build this group up?
Well, right now there's about 25 people in the group. And it was actually, I left out the part that I initially founded, the Huddle DAO, which is an organization for forward thinking nurses that want to use emerging technology to better, you know, make the world a better place. So basically I reached out to the nurses that were already in the Huddle DAO Telegram and invited them to the NurseBlock Telegram. I haven't, just being honest, I don't think I've done enough on social media to build up NurseBlock's Telegram, but the nurses that were in the Huddle DAO's Telegram, that's how I got them, through educating on blockchain and on Instagram. Everybody's telling me you got to go to Facebook to find the nurses, but I'm not in the mind frame of a Facebook group. That's not, to be honest, that's not our target market. If I can say that, is that I really want more nurses that use Twitter and that are forward thinking and ready for the emerging technology. But the majority of the members came from me educating about blockchain.
For sure. So once you get this, it's like this need in the market, right? And user adoption, are you looking to raise money to build the MVP?
I'm not looking for money to build the MVP. I still work and I'm, oh goodness, bootstrapping is a whole nother thing, but I still work as a nurse and I'm hopeful that through some of the connections I have, I can get it built with equity now. But ultimately, once we have 100,000 users and we need, then that's when I will be interested in raising. But right now that's not on my plate, because like I said, I still work as a nurse and I know VCs want you to be all in full time and I'm not at a position to do that right now. I have 3 sons, so I'm not at that point yet.
What would you say is like the biggest obstacle between now and getting to 100,000 users by next year?
Marketing, getting a budget, getting a good budget for marketing, getting all the brand, the brand items. I think that's key. When it comes to community building, I think once you have the right visuals, you can draw in the community based on the visuals. So I feel like marketing is personally one of my, it's not my strong point. It's something that I'm working on because I do think that marketing is key. And community building, of course. I think if you have 1,500 people supporting you, they spread the word, that becomes 3,000, that becomes 10, you know, so I do think community building and marketing are very important.
For sure. So in terms of scaling up this platform, right? So you said that essentially you're charging money because it's going to be an expense to build that out. In terms of nurses, right? Because there's so many different types of nurses. So what would you say are like the best type of nurses that would benefit? Is it also travel nurses?
Yes.
Or, okay, only for travel yeah. nurses? Okay.
Not only for travel nurses. I think that healthcare in general is moving to a very digital type landscape. I think that everything in healthcare is becoming more and more digital. So it's not only the travel nurse, but it is a nurse that may have left the profession for one reason or another, but still wants to participate every now and then, maybe go pick up a shift or go do a see a client in their home. I do so many different types of nursing now at this point. So it's mainly for nurses that want the autonomy and the ability to work when and wherever they want. That's basically what it's for. It's for a very forward-thinking nurse that isn't necessarily all in on what we're doing right now, because healthcare right now, you know, it can be overwhelming. So many nurses are leaving the profession, but it's for nurses that believe in the future of healthcare and what it could look like if we were able to own our skills and use them when and where we wanted to.
So do you look at other integrations, for example, like a token or things like that in the future as well?
I have considered a token. That was my initial idea, a token. And once we have the supply and demand, then we can say, hey, you know, we're launching a token. If you use this token as a patient, you can pay for these services for the nurse. But I think with tokens, you need demand, you know, so it would just be a matter of building up that supply and then launching a token and that meets that demand. So, yeah, I do think about it, but it would be, you know, when the time is right.
Right. So like you mentioned that you want to get 100,000 users by next year, and you're talking about, you know, funding and marketing and things like that. So to market or to get like 100,000 signups, right? Like so would you be able to do that bootstrapped, or is that something? So I guess like in terms of timeline, right? So let's just say that you launch like the MVP next year. From there, then would you go signing people up and then just running ads? Like, what is going to be your go-to-market strategy?
So the go-to-market strategy right now is basically continue building the community and rely on the community to kind of act as ambassadors and spread the word and get their family and friends. I mean, each shift I work with at least 20 different nurses. So if we are able to successfully build a community of 2,000 nurses, every time they go to work, they're sharing this information. They're providing the sign-up link. Hey, sign up. So that's why my focus is so heavy right now is on building up the Telegram and the community, because I really feel like that's how we'll get to that 100,000 is by the community really believing in what we're doing, sharing it with their family and their friends. Most nurses have at least one other nurse in their family. So, you know, like I just feel like once we're able to build those solid ambassadors that believe in the blockchain, believe in decentralized healthcare, believe in our credentialing platform, once we're able to get that, then I feel like the 100,000 would be a breeze.
For sure. Yeah. Because I mean, I'm not sure how many nurses there are in the US, but I'm sure, I mean, there's probably several million is my guess.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think the last time I checked, it was 3 million.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I guess the better way to think about it is just like it's a very small percentage of the actual number of all the nurses in the U.S. is really what you have to go for. And that's really not that many if you think about it.
Right. Especially how transient nurses are now. Like me, this year alone, I've worked in New York, New Jersey and Atlanta and Florida, you know, so the reach of especially a single nurse that is a traveler without a family, you know, sometimes they're in 8 different states in 1 year. So I just really my focus really right now is building up that community. And also the community, you need that when you are sort of a free agent and you're going from one hospital or one healthcare setting to another. You don't have that camaraderie that you would have by working with the same nurses every day for 20 years. You know, I've experienced that. And sometimes you need a place to check in. Hey, this was a rough shift. You know, did I do the right thing? thing? Did I make the right decision? So that's what we really want to provide for nurses. It's not just about the technology for us, for a nurse block. It's about building a better world for nurses and the patients that they serve.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in a couple of years, like, where do you see things going for the business?
Let me see. One dream that I have is to be to exit, of course. I really want to start this and build it, and I want it to be a great success. But one dream that I have is for us to be pioneers in the Uber for nursing type, the gig type economy for nursing, where, you know, a person is at home, they need a nurse. Hey, I need an IV. Let me find a nurse on this app real quick. So that's my biggest dream, is to build this for it to be a great success, for it to increase health equity, for it to make the world just a much better base when it comes to healthcare, but then to successfully exit by being purchased by a company like Amazon entering the healthcare market right now. So that's my ultimate dream, to be honest.
Makes sense. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or best way to get in contact with you?
Okay, so our website, which will be revised soon to have a join the waitlist link on it, is nurseblock.io. I am, again, Sharonda Davis, RNBSN, just like that, on LinkedIn. And then my email address is Sharonda@thehuddledow.com. So either way, reach out, please feel free. I'm always excited to learn. I'm always excited to teach what I know. And I'm just so grateful for any opportunity to tell the world about NurseBlock.
Awesome. Well, Sharonda, thank you so much for your time today, and we're rooting for you.
All right. Thank you, Dan. I hope we can speak again. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye.